Bleachers by John Grisham. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Tuesday. The road to Rakefield ran beside the school, past the old band hall and the tennis courts, through a tunnel of two perfect rows of red and yellow maples, planted and paid for by the boosters, then over a small hill to a lower area covered with enough asphalt for 1,000 cars. The road stopped in front of an immense gate of brick and wrought iron that announced the presence of Rakefield, and beyond the gate was a chain-link fence that encircled the hallowed ground. On Friday nights, the entire town of Messina waited for the gate to open, then rushed to the bleachers, where seats were claimed and nervous pregame rituals were followed. The black paved pasture around Rakefield would overflow long before the opening kickoff, sending the out-of-town traffic into the dirt roads and alleys and remote parking zones behind the school's cafeteria and its baseball field. Opposing fans had a rough time in Messina, but not nearly as rough as the opposing teams. Driving slowly along the road to Rakefield was Neely Crenshaw. Slowly because he had not been back in many years. Slowly because when he saw the lights of the field, the memories came roaring back, as he knew they would. He rolled through the red and yellow maples, bright in their autumn foliage. Their trunks had been a foot thick in Neely's glory days, and now their branches touched above him.